As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Hey, howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter Disney podcast. We are here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Andrew, and Alexis.
Yes, thank you guys so very much for supporting the show. We really, really do appreciate it. You too can join them by going to DisneyAssembled.com. and clicking on the Become a Patron button right there on the left side of the page. We'd really appreciate your consideration and your help in supporting the show. We are doing a She-Hulk series over there, right? We did episode one recap and sort of our thoughts, and we watched episode two earlier this week. And yeah, we'll have to record that one and get that one out to our patrons too. So if you want that She-Hulk, plus we have other stuff there, right? Other extra content and extra episodes of Disney Reassembled. Head on over to DisneyAssembled.com and click on the Patreon button. We really appreciate it. All right. Mimi.
Yes.
This week, we've got the Mimi version of Parks News. We've got the Disney Dad Joke of the Week. And we have our main topic of the week. And you want to introduce that to everybody?
Yeah. So this week, we are talking about the top 10 attraction ride vehicles in Magic Kingdom, according to their theme. And right. So we came up with a list of 10 of the like vehicles that you ride in. And the attractions in Magic Kingdom, and we ranked them based on like
the 10 theming. Top 10 best themed attraction vehicles in Magic Kingdom. Yeah, we had a little bit of a debate. We had a little bit of a difference. We came to an agreement on what our combined top 10 would be. So yeah, we're looking forward to sharing that with all of you guys out there. So, ready to jump into it? Or you want to talk about what's going on in the world or?
I don't really know what's going
school
on
started,
She-Hulk is going very well, so we'll have an episode up about She-Hulk on our Patreon. If you want to hear us talk about that, click the link in our website, disneysimple.com. that takes you to Patreon. Sign up, $2 a month. You get that exclusive extra content. But yeah, I'm really liking She-Hulk, just as like a preface to the general public. I think it's good, and there's a lot of small details that I like about the
good
show.
Stuff there.
Yeah.
Absolutely good stuff there. Yeah. Please check that out. Check it out. So what do you want to start with? You want to start with Parks News? You want to start with the dad joke of the week?
Let's do Parks News.
All right. It's time for this week's Parks News.
It's time for Parks News, brought to you by Disney Assembled.
Mimi.
Yeah.
We have five headlines here. As always, five headlines. I read the headline to you, and you tell me based on your point of view as a almost 17-year-old person, is this news or snooze? Are you excited about this, or are you not
very excited?
All right, so I guess we can skip the segment, right? Yeah. Before we get into it, the caravan of happiness. We are looking to add members to Captain Enchanting's Carousel of Happiness.
It's Cavalcade.
What did I say?
Caravan. And
cavalcade.
Also carousel.
And carousel cavalcade.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Captain Enchanting's game. So yeah, go to our website and click on the Be Our Guest page. Oh gosh, here it comes. I deserve that. Yeah. The Cavalcade of Happiness. Yeah. If you want to be a guest, you get in the Cavalcade of Happiness. We'd love to have you. All right. Here are the five headlines.
Yes. Very excited.
All right. First headline.
Yes.
Here we go. Disney announces panels and presentations to be live streamed for the D23 Expo.
Oh, I think this is news. Because like people who don't get to go to the expo can watch on their own time what's going on instead of just like having to read about it.
Absolutely.
I personally would not watch a live stream of the panels. I'd rather just wait for the headlines to come out on Instagrams or on the like news.
You're also being class all day. So,
well, I mean, I listen to music all day, but like I could listen to this the way I would listen to a podcast. But like, I just think like I would rather wait for the headlines, the major points to come out on the Disney News Instagram, or like, let's say they make a bunch of Marvel announcements to come out on the Marvel Instagram. But like, I think this is good for like people who want to be at the expo, but can't go.
Very good.
So yeah, news.
Nice news. All right, very good. That's September 9th, 10th, and 11th. So that's coming up really soon. Yeah, here we go. I may have to live stream some of that stuff too. All right. Second headline. We have one news. All right, good. First look, new design details from Journey of Water, inspired by Moana attraction at Epcot.
This one is also news because I don't feel like we know too much about this attraction. Like, what is it? Also, why is it only inspired by Moana instead of being like a Moana ride? But I'm interested to see what's going on there.
Right.
So I'm always down with some photos.
Excellent. No, two news. Wow, I'm shocked, man. You've been on the news trend, right? You've gotten off the snooze and on the news.
Like,
right.
I'm excited about that Moana ride. Like, what is it? When is it coming? Like, tell us more, please.
Good. Man, there you go. All right. Then we have two news. All right. Third headline. Disney Enchantment updated with nostalgic intro featuring Walt and Roy. So yeah, they've added some video of Walt and Roy at the beginning of the Enchantment, which we saw back in July, right? So what do you think of that? News or snooze?
I think snooze, because nothing is going to make that show better. Like, no addition of a projection of Walt and Roy is going to make Disney better. Also make Enchantment better, I think. Also, from what I've gathered, it's like the to all who come to this happy place. And that's Disneyland. That's not Disney World. Like, don't try and do that.
Well, they do play Roy's introductions. Roy introduced Disney World. So right. They do play some of that.
I just think it's not, that is not what's going to make this show more appealing. So mm-hmm. Snooze.
Yeah. I think they add that because it's the 50th anniversary and there was nothing nostalgic in it. Right. Yeah. So they added some nostalgia in there. So we'll be curious to see if they keep running that show once the 50th anniversary is over. All right. So we have one snooze, two news. All right. Next headline. Monstro Tiki Mug coming to Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar at the Disneyland Resort. So there you go. There's a Monstro.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Yeah, but it'll be like $60. So I'm out. Snooze.
All right, snooze.
That is cute though. Like, that's a really cute design.
It's a nice looking.
Yeah.
How do you hold, I guess you hold it
by the tail.
Yeah. And the mug is.
Well, that's in preparation for the September 8th release of the live action Pinocchio movie.
Yeah.
It's coming straight to Disney Plus.
Yeah, on Disney Plus. All right. So we have two snooze and two news.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. This is the tiebreaker. Disney parks around the world to celebrate Disney Plus Day on September 8th with early park admission and more.
Snooze? Because yeah. I feel like you should be entitled to early park admission for like other reasons other than Disney Plus Day. Like, what? That's kind of random.
I guess if you have a Disney Plus membership, they let you in. They get some special on that one day. If you're going to the park, they have like some special things where you can get in early and whatever. I mean, they give you like a little poster or something when you walk in.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw on TikTok that annual pass holders merch discount is upgraded from 20% to 30%. For the next like 90 days. And I was like, Jesus, people.
Right.
Like, okay, you're spending $30 instead of $60 on, you know,
right.
your t-shirt.
Hey, there we go. So this week's news wins out, right? Three snooze and two news. I thought we were going to have a news win. We started strong.
We started strong
and then lost it down the stretch. All right, guys, that's this week's Parks News with Mimi. Now, we do have a main topic to get to, right? But traditionally, we do the dad joke before the topic. Do you still want to do the dad joke before the topic?
You ask me that every week.
Well, because
the joke
I don't know.
Is not moving.
Because sometimes people change their minds.
The joke
know.
Is not moving.
The joke is not. It's never going to be after.
No.
It's always going to be before.
Yes.
All right. I guess we'll have it. All right, guys. Here's this week's Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh, boy.
Mimi. Buzz.
Yeah.
He needed a drink.
Okay.
Why did he go up to Andy's brand new laptop?
I have no idea.
He heard it had a really cool space bar.
Oh, I
get
like
it.
That one.
Space bar.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear needed a drink.
That one?
Kind of. It was kind of a
hybrid.
Kind of a hybrid of one that I saw online. Right.
I like that one a lot.
There you go. That's this week's Disney dad joke of the week. Guys, if you have a dad joke you would like us to consider using on the show, please send us a message through email via email at disneysymbol@gmail.com or you can send it to us on any of our social networks. Send us a message there. Mimi, what are those social networks that people can send us a message to?
So you can send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, all at Disney Assembled.
All right. Excellent. There you go. All right. Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
Full of attractions.
Full
there's
of attractions.
There's Adventureland. There's Frontierland. There's
Storybook Circus.
Fantasyland.
Toontown.
There's no Toontown in the Magic Kingdom. Come on. Tomorrowland. Right. So there's lots of attraction vehicles.
Ew, don't say it like that.
The vehicles. Attraction vehicles.
Vehicle.
It's like a Greek philosopher, the vehicles. Right. So he invented the internal combustion engine. All right. So lots of attraction vehicles in the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
And it's all about storytelling, those attractions, or at least it should be. But some vehicles that you get to ride in,
they don't really add anything. More.
Yeah, they're better themed than others. And we looked at all of them. And we
only
came
in Magic Kingdom.
Only in Magic Kingdom. We didn't go to Epcot. We didn't go to Disneyland in California. We're going to do all the lands. I think we should make this like kind of a series we sprinkle in throughout the year or whatever.
Okay.
But we're going to start in Magic Kingdom. And we came up with our top 10 based on what we feel are the strongest theme. Right. So number one would be like the one we think has the strongest theme.
It gets kind of muddy in the middle. I think.
Kind of like on a rainy day in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. It gets kind of muddy in the middle, but for the most part, this is our ranking. Right.
This is our ranking for top 10. I mean, we generally agreed on most things. I think I would have wanted things a little bit higher than others, but that's okay. I mean, I was able to compromise with you, and I'm happy with our list. And certainly our listeners out there, after you finish listening, if you agree or disagree, well, maybe let us know. All right.
Yes.
Let's jump into this. Number 10, the number 10 best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom, according to Disney Assembled, is
the Magic Carpets of Aladdin.
Yes. All right.
So
explain.
You were like, I don't think that should make the list. It's not a real carpet. And I was like, okay. Well, my counterpoint was like, Dumbo isn't a real elephant. Like, okay. Anyway, so I think the Magic Carpets of Aladdin make the most themed list and beat out the ones that didn't make the list because it's directly related to the film.
I was saying that it's a molded piece of plastic or whatever. I guess my point would have been if they had made the thing you ride in an actual carpet that was stretched out and really and sort of reinforced so that you didn't fall, but it felt kind of like a hammock.
Yeah, but I don't think
that would have
safe.
Been really cool. Maybe not. I mean, safety aside.
Okay.
Safety aside. But yeah, I agree. I look, Matt, it looks like a carpet.
It directly relates to the film. It makes your like little girl who loves Princess Jasmine like super excited. It takes you. It doesn't really add anything to the ride, I feel like, because like that ride is for the most part pretty generic, but it adds a level of like detail to it that like really connects back to the film. And I think that that's something that Disney tends to be missing recently with their newer attractions. So Magic Carpet of Aladdin.
MCOA doesn't get a lot of love when people talk about the attractions, Magic Carpets of Aladdin, MCOA. I'm being cool and young and hip, right?
Yeah.
They don't get a lot of love, right? I mean, people kind of look down on that ride a little bit, so to speak, or if you're underneath it, you look up at it. But I mean, it doesn't get a lot of love, but I agree with you. You wanted to put it on the list. I thought it was fine at number 10. Certainly not much higher than 10.
Yeah, it doesn't need to.
But Magic Carpet 11.
Because there's not anything super extraordinary about it. There's no genie like hints at it. Like, it's just,
You almost said Magic Carpets of 11. That would have been like a Stranger Things reference.
Isn't
that
band.
The character in Stranger Things?
Yeah.
11?
Yeah.
All right. We don't have 11 things. We have 10. All right. Moving on. Number 9 on our list. So the number 9 best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom, according to Disney Assembled, is
The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh Honeypots.
Oh, okay.
Because
explain.
Pooh likes to eat a lot of honey. And so you ride in a little honey pot.
Are you in danger of being eaten by Pooh if you ride in
it? He makes like a little joke at the beginning of the ride where he's like, oh, look, my honey pot. And then it's just like us. And like, it's just so cute. It's like that's a smaller detail of the film that they decided to like turn into the ride attraction or into the ride vehicle. And it seats a lot of people. It's big. It's comfortable. And I think it's good. I like the Winnie the Pooh teapot or honey pot. I think it's the perfect ride vehicle for this attraction.
It's a cute attraction. We enjoy riding it, and
I don't see the vehicle for this ride being anything else.
Right. So number 9, I think, is appropriate. You know, it's
not anything extraordinary.
No, it's nothing extraordinary.
It's very well themed,
but it fits the story.
Yes.
And put it in at number 9.
Yes.
Can't complain there. All right. Moving on to the number 8 best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom, according to Disney Assembled, is
Haunted Mansion.
The Doom Buggies at Haunted Mansion. This was a point of contention because I thought this one should have been higher, but you made the case for it to be a little bit lower. And yes. So what was your opinion of this particular attraction vehicle?
I think outside calling them Doom Buggies, they don't actually tie into that. Like, it's just a black semicircle that you sit in. It's literally the same design as the aerial seashells. It's just black and not a shell. And I think it doesn't, like, I think there are lounge fly backpacks that are more themed to the Haunted Mansion than the ride vehicle. That being said, though, like, I wouldn't see them being very flashy, but I don't think that there's anything like, I think there could have been a little bit more added to it, like maybe some spider webs or something that adds a little bit more level of that scary aspect of the Haunted Mansion, the creepy aspect. But I think what really carries it is calling it a Doom Buggy. But I don't think that, like, when you take that away, the physical thing is not anything special, anything that, like, could directly be related to Haunted Mansion.
I don't disagree with anything you said, but I would say that the theming is a little bit more subtle than that. I think the fact that it is completely black is very important, especially at the end when they do that, you know, when the ghost hitches a ride, you can actually, it feels like a ghost actually in there. I think it also is inspired by, you know, the hearses, you know, the hearse that are pulled, like, you know, the funeral hearse, like the black hearse that they carry the bodies in and the stuff. And then it's curved a little bit. I think the curving is important because it limits your sight. And so even though the ride isn't scary, there is a sense of maybe there's something I can't see that's coming up that could be, it adds a little bit to the anxiety of the ride, even though there isn't a whole lot of anxiety in the ride. If you've ridden it, you know, it's nothing to be really scared about at all. But
yeah,
I think it's well themed in a very subtle way. But we argued, you know, at first I had it much higher on the list, but then we had a discussion and we moved it down to number 8.
I still think it should be on the list. Yeah. I think that there are other things that outrank
right.
it.
Right. So yeah, it's fair. All right. So this may be one of our more controversial spots in the list, but certainly Haunted Mansion's Doom Buggy should be in the top 10, and we have it in there at number 8. All right. Moving on to the number 7 best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom, according to Disney Assembled, we have
the Space Mountain Rockets.
Okay.
So I think the Space Mountain Rockets I think they are themed very well to the Space Mountain because they're low to the ground. They allow you to go really fast. I think having the single person seater makes it like more realistic. Like it feels more real when you're going to like take off to launch because like you by yourself are like leaned back. And I just think that this rocket is sort of like, it's a little bit understated. It's not super flashy. It's very Tomorrowland-esque. It fits right into what Space Mountain is. And I really like it. And so I think it fits at number 7.
The vehicle itself with the shape of the mountain all seems to fit very well. There's a good cohesion to it.
Yeah.
I would imagine that if you really were blasting off into space, it's not a very comfortable feeling. And that is certainly mimicked when you sit in these ride vehicles. Right. It's not the most comfortable thing in the world. But I think you're right. I think there's a nostalgia as well as a storytelling aspect to this because it doesn't look like a real rocket. It looks like a version of what we had hoped a rocket would look like at some point, right? A really cool looking retro type rocket.
Right. It's cool. I like the Space Mountain rocket.
It's tomorrow retro.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a oxymoron.
Yeah. But the only thing I would knock off about this ride vehicle is that when you go to turn sharp corners, like when you're flat, like not at an angle, it feels like you're about to fly off the edge. There were multiple times during my ride on Space Mountain that I felt like I was going to just like fly off the track because of the vehicle's like ricketiness.
Right.
Definitely need an update, but it's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Right. That's number 7 on our list. And now we're moving on. Number 6. We're almost in the top 5, right? This rounds out the bottom 5 of our list, right? The number 6 best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom, according to Disney Assembled, is
the Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
And this looks like a real mine train.
Right. It looks like a real mine train. It's so smooth. It's got the element where you can like rock your particular, like your particular vehicle back and forth, or side to side, I mean. Also, the ride is called Seven Dwarves Mine Train. And if it wasn't a mine train, I'd be like incredibly disappointed.
And it looks like something the Seven Dwarves would ride because it's kind of barrel shaped and it's got that dark wood sort of color to it.
But it's also kind of like clunky and like kind of awkward. Right. I think this ride vehicle is like perfect for this ride. I like the front of it where you've got the like little handle with the lantern. Also, like you see the dwarves like sitting in this ride vehicle in the actual ride. So I think the Mine Train for Mine Train is one of the better themed roller coaster.
And this was one that you debated should be higher on the list. And I mean, from where I had it down under number six. But I think that was some bias because I'm not a big fan of the attraction itself. So number six, Seven Dwarves Mine Train. Can't argue with that. It is well themed. It is a very well themed attraction vehicle. Right. So the more I think about it, the more I think you're absolutely right that it should be.
I don't think it needs to be any higher than six.
Well, given our top five, it may not, but maybe our listeners will disagree and they can share that with us after the show. All right. We're now getting ready to go into the top five. Right. We're going to start with five and go to number one, our favorite. Not really our favorite, but maybe the one that we think is the best theme, right? Because that's what we're ranking it. Well, not on how well we like the attraction, but how well themed the vehicle is that you actually sit in. All right, so let's get into our top five. The number five best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom, according to Disney Assembled, is
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Right, because it's like you feel like you're in a train.
Right. It feels like a train.
It sounds like a train.
It operates like a train, too. Like
it feels like a train because it's kind of click, 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 right? And it's not the smoothest. It's smooth, but it's not the smoothest.
Yeah. And like, have you ever like ridden a train? If you have ever ridden a train while you're at like the zoo or something, like, you know, the little ones, when you go to turn corners, it goes like one car at a time, goes clunk, 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 clunk. And like the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad train does that at times. Like it goes around the edge, like very like particularly, like it's just it really mimics what a train looks like. And I think it's the bright color is the right shade.
Right.
It's the right finish for this ride. I think it also like gives that old timey like Western feel that you're going for, because it's kind of like, obviously it's like the wildest ride in the wilderness. It's gone crazy. But I think it's very well themed.
Yeah. And remember, we're not ranking these based on the theme of the attraction itself, just the vehicle. Right. And we thought that the Mountain Railroad vehicle was worthy of top five.
It complements the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and extra theming very well.
Yeah. All right. So number five, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. All right. We're moving on to number four, right? The fourth best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom, according to Disney Assembled, is
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, the boats of the Jungle Cruise.
I think the color of it like blends in with the trees really well. Like it complements like the tree and the color of the water. And then the tarp at the top that's like kind of torn in places, like really adds a lot to it. I just think this ride in general is really well themed. Like when you take out the animals too, like it's just like really cool. All the color scheme is there. The vibe is there. The ride is there. What do you have to say about this one?
So I'm gonna go back one. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, the ride is the railroad. The attraction is the railroad itself. Right. In Jungle Cruise, the attraction isn't necessarily the boat. It is the skipper. It's the animatronics. It's the jokes. But the boat complements all of those very, very well, to the point where the boat itself, I mean, each boat has a different name. The boat itself is part of, you know, the cast of the show. I really believe that the boat in the Jungle Cruise is very important. You couldn't put like a regular, just, you know, bland, you know, water vehicle to go around. And you had to have something that complements, like you said, but it is part of the story. And when you're in the Jungle Cruise, I truly believe that the boat that you're in is genuinely part of the story.
It is part of the story too. Like there's scenes with like shipwrecked boats.
Right. So the Jungle Cruise, I think at number four, could have been higher on the list, but we had it number four. We were good with that. But Jungle Cruise, the boat vehicles, number four on our list of the top 10 themed attraction vehicles in the Magic Kingdom. Right.
Yes.
You have anything else to say about that one? Mm-mm. All right. We're going to the top three now. This is big time. There are plenty of attractions left right? As a matter of fact, there are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 like up to 11 attractions that we haven't mentioned yet, at least.
Yeah.
Like 11 or 12 attractions. So only 3 of them are left to make our list. The others just yes. don't make the list. All right. Let's jump into it. The top 3. The third best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, according to Disney Assembled, is...
The Dumbo Flying Elephant. It's got to be Dumbo.
It is Dumbo.
Yeah.
You're in Dumbo. You are riding on Dumbo's back.
Right.
And those vehicles look like Dumbo.
Right. You are riding on Dumbo and that's it. Like, I think what sets this attraction apart from other ones is that it's not like a dark ride. You're not telling a story. And it's not like Magic Carpets of Aladdin where you're like recreating a scene from this film. Like, they took this movie about this flying elephant and then created something related to it. And instead of like making like, I can't even think of something along that runs in the same veins as this, except for maybe like Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. Like, they took this story and they made something out of it that is like creative and original. Like, no right. one is riding on Dumbo's back right. in Dumbo. Like, they created that by themselves. And I think that that adds to this ride vehicle being so awesome.
It's a perfect attraction in that part of the park. It is a nostalgic attraction. The only thing that I think would make this better, if I had to give them an upgrade on these vehicles and these Dumbo elephants, it would be to make the ears and maybe the little legs and maybe even part of the nose sort of an animatronic that looks smooth in the vehicle, so that when you're flying, the ears actually flap just a little bit, so it looks like he's actually moving his ears yeah. rather than just gliding. Because
yeah.
you can make the case that Dumbo is like Buzz, where he glides, right? But he has to fly, you have to flap over. So, but I think, look, Dumbo, this is an attraction vehicle. Kids love it.
There's
we love it.
There's different colors of Dumbo. So, like, you yeah. can go, like, pick your favorite color Dumbo and
absolutely.
Ride. Like, it's a great yeah. vehicle.
So, we thought it would be number 3. We had it number 3. I guess people could argue that some of the other vehicles are better themed, but it's Dumbo's Flying
but Dumbo's
Circus, and right. you are
Dumbo's Flying Circus
Dumbo.
Is, like, totally original from the film.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
Like, they made this up in their heads, and they were like, what if we had people ride on Dumbo? Like, that's cool.
Right. Cool. Right.
Okay, number 2.
Number 2, the second best. So we only have 2 left.
Yeah.
We have number 2, then we got number 1.
Can we do this the way, like, pageants do it, and we can, like, give the 2 contenders and then, like, say which one came in second?
I don't want to do that because then everybody will know what number 1 will okay. be right away. I want them to be in suspense, even though they may guess it anyway. All right. The number 2, the second best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, according to Disney Assembled, is...
Tea Party Teacups.
Yes, the Mad Tea Party Teacups. You are actually in...
A teacup.
With a saucer under it. There's a saucer
yeah.
under your teacup.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have just put a teacup with no saucer.
Right, like
they put a
they
saucer
went the extra
there.
Mile. And they put the pot in the middle
do you think
with the
they
rat.
Put, do you, what, it's a mouse.
It's not a mouse.
It's a
mouse,
sorry.
Whatever.
Do you think they put the teacup under so that when you leaned over to throw up, the saucer caught the
Nobody
vomit?
Throws up on that.
You don't think nobody throws up
well,
on
I
the
teacups?
Well,
I think people throw up on teacups, but like no one who's like cool.
I don't think they put it there for that reason, but I think if you're going to hurl, you lean over, you got a saucer right there to catch your stuff.
I guess.
Keeps the
anyway,
the custodian.
Tea Party teacups are yeah. awesome. They have all kinds of different colors. You can pick your favorite color teacup. And it also kind of recreates the scene from the film.
And they look like the teacups in the film.
They look like
they're
the teacups
painted
in
the same way and everything.
And Alice kind of was in a teacup, but they also like Dumbo. But opening day attractions tend to be like really creative and original. Like, this is an original attraction that they came up creatively. Like, they didn't just like be like, oh, haha, like Alice storyline like they did in Disneyland. They like made the Mad Tea Party derived from this film and then made the teacups look exactly like the film. Like, this one goes the extra mile because it recreates that movie so well. Like, I can't explain it. It totally encapsulates Alice in Wonderland.
An
it
upgrade,
really does.
An upgrade I have for that attraction has nothing to do with the vehicle, and it's the noise, the sound.
Yeah.
Alice is the one telling you, is the narrator of yeah. the attraction. I wish while you were riding, you would hear the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's his tea party, right? And I wish you could hear him in the background saying goofy, silly stuff or whatever, or
In Disneyland, he and Alice tend to ride this ride sometimes. Often. Yeah. Like they go on it together.
Not after drinking a big pot of tea, though, I guarantee.
Oh, no.
Guarantee, get it? Guarantee. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, guys, we have made it all the way to our top themed vehicle, attraction vehicle, right?
In Magic Kingdom.
But before we give number one, why don't we go through 10 to 2? Let's recap where we are before we give our number one. Mimi, go for it.
So at number 10, we have Aladdin, the Magic Carpets. At number 9, we have the Winnie the Pooh Honey Pot. At number 8, we have the Haunted Mansion Doom Buggy. Number 7, we got the Space Mountain Rocket. Number 6, we've got the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Number 5, we've got the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad Train. Number 4, we've got the Jungle Cruise Boat. At number 3, we've got the Dumbo Flying Elephants. Well, just Dumbos. And at number 2, we have the Mad Tea Party Teacups.
Right. And so that brings us to the number 1. And according to Disney Assembled, the best themed attraction vehicle in the Magic Kingdom at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, USA. Drum roll, please. Is
Peter Pan's Flight Boats.
Absolutely. The boat, the sailboats in Peter Pan.
Half of what makes this ride so attractive to people, that makes the line so long, is the ride vehicle. You are riding in the boat that flies. Okay. Like the
it
boat
is a flying
flies.
Ship.
It flies. Like that's just like number one. Like, it's creative. It's different. And like, we've talked about this before, or I've talked about this before. Peter Pan's Flight is attractive because it's different. You're not on the ground. You're not just like, you're on a track, but you're on a track in the air. So it's like much cooler. Also, like, they could have done this in so many different ways, but they decided to go with the boat from the end of the movie. After Peter wins the fight with Hook and takes his ship and then flies away. Like, they picked the ending scene of this film to create into a ride vehicle, and it's just so cool. But the absolute best part of the ride vehicle from Peter Pan's Flight is the pixie dust right after you get on, and the cast member was like closing your thing with the pixie dust so that you can take flight. The whole thing, the ride vehicle in of itself and how it works, how it operates with the ride, its theming and in relation to the movie is an experience in of itself, and like, it's so good.
You can debate whether riding this attraction is worth the 75 plus minute standby queue, but you can't debate. I don't think I've ever heard anyone debate the quality of the theming of the attraction vehicle itself.
Right.
Right. So when I went to make this list and when you went to look at the list, we had no debate whatsoever
that Peter Pan number one
should be the ships that fly in the Peter Pan's Flight.
Because like it's just so childish and absurd. And like, Peter Pan is childish and absurd. Everything about it, like, just so nicely correlates with the movie and then with the attraction itself.
Absolutely.
And it's also arguably the best part of the attraction because the animatronics are kind of scary. But Peter Pan's Flight,
right,
ships, awesome. Part of Absolutely. What makes this ride so attractive. I love it. Right. Number one.
Absolutely. I agree. So before we wrap up the show, I did want to mention to everyone, I mean, so there are other attractions we didn't mention at all today.
Right.
I don't necessarily think we need to talk about every single attraction in the Magic Kingdom.
Well, we could do our honorable mentions.
But there are ones that we listed that we thought were good, but not top 10 quality. And again, this is based on theming, like the theming of the vehicle itself, not the quality of the attraction or how much you love the attraction. I want to be clear about that, because there are attractions.
Our favorite attraction
that we love that we don't think the vehicle is themed very well at all. Right?
Our favorite attraction is on this list, which is going in honorable mentions. Pirates. The pirate's boat is like kind of.
See, now I think the Pirates of the Caribbean boat is very unthemed. It's just a brown.
It's just a
generic
brown
water vehicle.
It's literally the Small World boat, but darker.
It's very much like the Small World boat. Yes.
It's just a dark wood, which I think it's good. Like, I think the dark wood is the way to go, but it could have had something else added to it.
You can redo the theming of those vessels.
Right.
To enhance that story. I really do.
Right,
so it wasn't
like the
even
whole thing is that
we love that ride. It's probably our favorite attraction.
Right.
But in no way, shape, or form do we think the attraction vehicle made the top 10.
Right.
Right. Other ones that could have made the top 10, but really weren't, you know, on there. We thought the Astro Orbiter rocket.
Yeah.
It's a rocket.
It's cool. It's red.
It's cool, right? I kind of like the retro rocket look.
Yeah, and it kind of like it's really cohesive with the centerpiece of that ride.
Right.
The only downside to it is that disgusting lean that you get when you're like
Yeah, but that's more about the experience of the attraction. This was the one that I would have debated should go in the top 10, but I was okay with it not being in the top 10. But if we had 11, it would be number 11.
Yeah.
The Under the Sea seashells. I mean,
it's the same as the Nemo ones.
Yeah. Yeah. The Speedway. I'm sorry. You want to talk? I didn't want to talk about details. You want to talk details on these?
No. Okay. I'm just going to mention mine. Okay. I think the Buzz Light, your Astro Blasters car is not particularly out of theme the way I feel like the Pirates one is. But like it's got some details in it. It's got the buzz colors and some.
But I can tell you right now, I couldn't tell you what it looks like. So which tells me the theming of it doesn't catch my eye at all.
Right.
So it's sort of forgettable. The Speedway cars, I mean, they're themed, but I didn't think they were top 10 themed.
The People Mover train.
I mean,
however, I think the People Mover train, although it's not like super, it doesn't stand out and I don't think it would make the top 10. It is really like well themed. I don't think it could be anything else. It has to be that slick, you know, like Tomorrowland blue color. Like it has to look
the way
it looks.
And hard plastic and uncomfortable.
But it is iconic. Like the People Mover ride vehicle is iconic for a reason. And like, so I think it could have made the
list.
But that being said, it's just a blue train.
Right. And the Barnstormer planes and the carousel have carousel horses and all that stuff. But before we move on, why don't we recap one last time in order from 10 to 1.
Yes.
Our top 10 best themed attraction vehicles in the Magic Kingdom.
So number 10, we have Magic Carpets of Aladdin. At number 9, we've got Winnie the Pooh Honeypots. Number 8, we've got the Haunted Mansion Doom Buggy. Number 7, we've got the Space Mountain Rockets. Number 6, we've got the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Number 5, we've got the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad Train. Number 4, we've got the Jungle Cruise Boat. Number 3, we've got Dumbo Flying Elephants. At number 2, we've got the Mad Tea Party Teacups. And at number 1, we've got Peter Pan's Flight Flying Ship.
I think that's a great top 10. I'm happy with that. But our listeners out there may have their own opinions and may want to get in touch with us about that. Mimi, please share with everyone how they can possibly share their opinion.
So if you guys want to get in touch with us, feel free to send us an email at disneyassembled@gmail.com or send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, all at Disney Assembled. But if you want to support the show further, the link to our TeePublic, Patreon, and Buy Us a Dole Whip is all on our website, disneyassembled.com. Make sure to check it out.
Absolutely. In our TeePublic store, we just added up a new design called the Vacation Plus. So if you are interested in, if you're going on vacation soon to one of the Disney parks, check it out, man. It's Vacation Plus. It's kind of inspired by the Disney Plus logo. So hopefully it won't get copyright struck and taken down. I don't think it will. But yeah, check it out. We got some good stuff there, right? On our on TeePublic store. Also, if you want to leave us a voice message, there's a link in the bottom of today's show notes where you can send us a voice message to let us know what you think. If you haven't done so already, check out our YouTube page. Go to YouTube, do a search for Disney Assembled. We have the regular Parks News there with me. I'll be doing more of those here pretty soon. So check out that. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show and join Captain Enchanting's cavalcade of happiness, you go to the Be Our Guest page on our website and fill out that little form. It's just a brief little form to give us some basic information about you. And that way we can get in touch with you and possibly schedule you to be a guest on our show. We'd love to meet some new Disney friends. All right. Awesome. What am I missing?
Nope.
Am I missing anything?
No.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'm not missing anything.
Give us a rating and review on Apple.
Absolutely.
Podcasts.
Probably the best thing you can do. And the very best thing you could do to help us out is cost you nothing except for a couple of moments of your day. And that is it on the podcast player that you're listening to. Please, if you're able to, leave us a very kind rating, 5 stars preferred. And if you have the opportunity to leave a written review, please do so. Written reviews mean the world to us and we really appreciate that. We got a really nice email from someone who was almost like a review from someone earlier this week, Jeanette. So Jeanette, if you're listening, I'm not going to use Jeanette's last name. Yeah. But Jeanette, if you're listening this week, and you probably are, thank you so, so very much for your very nice email. It made our day.
Jeanette has been a listener of Disney Assembled since the very beginning, early COVID times,
which is
crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Jeanette, thank you so much for that. Awesome. Very nice email. It made our day. It really helps validate that our goal of bringing some joy in the world is actually being fulfilled. So thank you very much for that. But if you would like to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, especially, we'd love to get a review. We even consider reading it on the show because it does help other people find our show and help bring a little extra joy into other people's lives as well. So you can join us in that mission. By writing a review and leaving us a kind rating. All right, enough of all that. Guys, Mimi, high five. Good show. Excellent. Yeah, we'll have to now think about what we're going to do next week.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we hope you enjoyed the show. We hope that today's show also brings a little magic to your day. And until next time,
see you real soon.